This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. Long tall Sally
was out of sight. Peter Warren joins me live in studio. He's an entomologist with the Extension Office, and we're happy to have him here. Hey, Peter, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's start with a Peter Warren 101. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? That kind of thing.
I'm from originally Southeast Pennsylvania, but I've been in Virginia for a while. Went to school at the University of Richmond and Virginia Tech. Have degrees in entomology and math and public administration. All
so did you?
Stuff,
so. Were you one of those kids that was just into bugs? I mean, is it that simple? Did you know early on? Can we go back in your history and see, oh, now there's a future entomologist?
Yeah, I'm going to blame my grandmother, who was a biology professor, and she got me out early and kept me going, so I'll give her credit.
Yeah, there you go. So remind us, now you're with the Extension Office. Remind us, before we talk about the bugs, what is the Extension Office?
Well, the Extension Office is actually an extension of Virginia Tech and Virginia State Universities, and there's an office in every county in the state, and our job is to deliver the research that's done at the university and the research stations to the local communities.
Okay. So, and every time I've called y'all, it's been helpful isn't the right word, like really helpful. It's like,
well,
what information do you need, and we are going to get it for you.
We try to do our best.
Yeah, absolutely. So, stink bugs, is that the right word? These brown bugs that are just everywhere.
That's exactly right.
Tell us what is going on.
Well, we've always had stink bugs. There are native stink bugs that have been around longer than us. Yet this is a new invasive species that you're talking about, the brown marmorated stink bug, which came from Asia. First discovered in Pennsylvania in 1998 in the Allentown area. And it's been radiating out from there ever since, and humans are great at spreading them around because they like to hitch a ride in our cars and in boxes and things like that.
Yeah, they're almost like ladybugs in terms of an infestation, which, when did that hit us? In the spring? I can't remember.
Well, you're talking about the ladybugs or the stink bugs?
The ladybugs. When did we get those?
Yeah, those have been around a bit longer, also from Asia, by the way. That's an Asian species that you're referring to. They come into our homes.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could have them like 10 years earlier. And they've actually waned in recent years, whereas the stink bugs have picked up. And it's a newer pest to us. We've only had them in Virginia, or at least known about them, for about 3 or 4 years.
So I was right, because I grew up in Virginia, and I don't remember these things. And just a couple of weeks ago, I started noticing them everywhere. I mean, they're right. Just everywhere. I found them in sock drawers. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. So how do we know that they came from Asia? How do we know that this
recognize the species. And anyone who wants to can take a close look at one, and you would see how on their antennae they have little brown and white bands, and that distinguishes them from the native ones that we have here normally.
How did they get here? Just like shipping came over on ships and stuff?
Yeah, like most things, they're hiding in packing material and things like that, and somehow got into the country. We're not exactly sure how or when, but when we figure them out, that's when we decide that's when they started being here.
We're talking with Peter Warren, an entomologist with the Extension Office. So the stink bugs, they first showed up in Pennsylvania. Last 3 or 4 years, they've started to appear in Virginia. And is this when it starts to get cold in the fall? Is this when we're going to be seeing them? Because I don't imagine they're going away anytime soon.
Well, no, and they're around. In the summertime, if you'd been paying attention to stink bugs, which most people don't, you would notice that in your garden, your vegetable or your fruit tree, you may have some of these stink bugs because they do like to feed on apples, for example, in the summertime. But in the fall, they have this environmental cue that it's time to seek shelter. And like the lady beetles of past years, they come into our homes and other things that they can hide in for the winter.
Yeah. So, and then what do they do? Do they, the ones that I haven't found and flushed or thrown out the front door, what are they going to do? They hibernate through the winter?
Or? Yeah, they're basically just going to hang out. And unfortunately for most insects, our homes are too dry with the heating we have in our homes. It's too dry for them to survive, and many of them will die through the winter as they get dried out. If they can find a source of humidity, they might last until spring. But most of us are busy vacuuming them up anyway, so many of them won't survive once they come indoors.
So the ones that don't get indoors, where are they? Are they burrowing into the ground? Or
well,
what
they'll
are they
hide in leaf litter or any other kinds of things that they can seek shelter in, a hollow tree, a barn, or something like that.
Yeah. And then they just would sleep through the winter? Or just, like, yeah. do they What do they do?
They are basically dormant. They don't feed or reproduce during the wintertime. So mostly you just find them in cracks or crevices just laying low. And then when we get a nice hot sunny day in January, they'll all head to the windows thinking it's time to go back outside.
So we're going to see them now. I guess we're just going to have to get used to this Asian stink bug. What did you call it? The marmalade or what was it?
Brown marmorated.
Marmorated.
Yes. That's its official common name.
Okay. The brown marmorated stink bug from Asia. Right. And when we say Asia, what is it? From China? Or?
China. Yeah.
And so I guess that's here to stay.
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, a lot of these things, we thought the ladybugs were going to be a big deal every year, and they've tapered off. So, you know, insects, when you try and predict what they're going to do, they'll do something different.
Yeah.
But generally what we think is they'll have a peak and then they'll start to taper off as something decides that they're a good snack.
Yeah, there may be a predator out there for them.
Right.
We're talking with Peter Warren from the Extension Office. Honored to have him live in studio talking about the brown marmorated. There we go. Hey, way to go, Koi. The brown marmorated stink bug. Now, does it pose any kind of a threat? Do they bite? Do they lay eggs in your clothes? I mean, do they do anything where we should really be worried about them, or is it sort of just like a ladybug?
Indoors, it's mostly a nuisance. The same thing with the ladybugs, they smell, so people don't like them, and they're buzzing around your lights and windows, so people don't appreciate that. Outdoors, they're an agricultural pest, so people don't like them for that reason either. At least the lady beetles, they were eating some aphids when they were outside, but these ones are actually plant pests.
So the stink bugs will eat up your garden?
Yeah.
Anything in particular that they go after?
They do like fruit leaves? They do like apples and peaches and things like that. I found them on my tomatoes this year, so they're probably trying some vegetables as well.
Yeah. Now, I have been told that if you catch one in your house, don't crush it, because that's where the stink will come from. Is that right?
Well, they do stink, yes, but even just handling them, that's a defensive reaction. They'll release that stink.
Yeah.
They have specialized glands in their body to do that, so... Yeah, whether you vacuum them up or squish them or whatever it is, you're probably going to smell it a little bit.
Yeah. So what should we do? Just pick them up and throw them outside? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Flushing them works. I do know that for
flushing
a fact.
Flushing them. if you're the kinder, gentler person, you might actually, you know, sweep them up and toss them back out there. Most people I know are vacuuming them up or squashing them, as you suggested.
Yeah. So these things look like prehistoric monsters, like tiny little versions of something prehistoric. It's amazing how they look like, because I looked at one the other day, and I've never seen a little bug that looked just like that. It's really something.
Well, most insects are like that, and they've been around for 350 million years. So, you know, when you're talking prehistoric, they do.
They definitely are prehistoric.
They predate us by a long ways.
So who are they, this particular stink bug, where are they related to on the family tree of insects?
Well, there's a whole group of insects that are related together. There's different kinds of stink bugs and other plant bugs. Assassin bugs that are all in this one group of insects that we call bugs.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah. Now, is there anything, anybody listening that's thinking, well, what can I do to keep them out of the house? Is there anything you can spray or anything that's recommended that would be a barrier against them coming in again, you know, this time next year?
Well, you can spray the outside of your house. And usually we recommend calling a professional to do that, because that's a pretty big job and you don't want to be unsafe with pesticides. But in fact, really the best thing is to prevent them from getting in the first place by using some sort of caulking and patching up screens that have holes in them and things like that, because once they get inside, there's really no pesticide that's going to help you out, because you're going to kill them. And once they're inside the house, whether they're dead or alive, you have to get them out of there, because there are other bugs that would like to eat those bugs, and they will come in to find the dead stink bugs. So you might as well just vacuum them up and get it over with.
So don't waste your money or your time hiring somebody to spray. Just
not inside. I would say if it was a good timely spray outside, like you were having a nice sunny day and there was hundreds of them on the side of your house, you could do them.
Yeah.
But lately we've been having this kind of cool weather, and they disappear when it gets cool.
Yeah, I've noticed they're not as bad in the last couple of days as they were last week when it was warm.
Exactly.
And so where are they? They just...
Well, they're seeking shelter. They're trying to stay warm just like we do.
Yeah. Really interesting. So is there any particular part of the county where we're seeing more of them?
Well, most of the people who report really high numbers have a house that has very sunny southern exposure, just like the lady beetles. it's a sort of a attraction that they can catch some rays while they're waiting on the side of your house to keep them warm.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to run out of time, but I wanted to talk to you about wolf crickets, too.
Oh, okay.
But so we'll have to do that another time, because I got those, too. When you come down into the kitchen at night and you turn on the light and there's these crickets, I swear they're the size of your hand. And they're just, I've been told they're wolf crickets. Oh, they're something else.
I'm going to guess that they're camel crickets or cave crickets.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, cave crickets.
Those are the two names I'm familiar with.
Yeah, these big brown, nasty things. Anyway, we'll talk about those next time. Peter Warren is an entomologist with the Extension Office. What's the website?
It's ext.vt.edu.
There you go. Peter, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.